I really like that the LGBTI community is looking at aging, because so many of us, when I was growing up, you never knew any other gay people. None whatsoever. Now we have role models and we have communities, and you want to be part of that community.
There is a place too for us to become some of the owners of history and knowledge. So, you know, it's kind of twofold for me. And coming up to the 40th anniversary of Mardi Gras, being one of the 78ers, it kind of feels like there's also a place as an elder in the community.
There's ways to access information that were never available to me in the past. And I think the gays and lesbians and the queers that I know are really much more savvy about getting together and being a community than they used to be. So I'm quite thrilled about the community that I'm part of.
Particularly significant is the fact that our relationships haven't been recognised. I mean, the plebiscite's quite recent, really. So our relationships haven't been recognised necessarily, and how family, health carers and various people will recognise partners and really significant people in our lives is going to change. But I think that's a great concern for ageing members of our community.
Just because it's legislated doesn't mean it can be changed overnight. Attitudes have to grow with the ideas.
Ageing women are the largest growing number of people living in poverty. And I think for people who are women relating to women, that's a concern that the rest of that community doesn't necessarily share.
No doubt there is some sort of ageism. And the reason I say that is because I see it. I don't necessarily feel that I am, I suppose, subject to that, but I do see it, and I see other people I know where that concept is applied.
Looking forward, we've had some issues recently with my mother-in-law. We had to put her into aged care, so it's become very foremost in my mind that there are things that need to be done. There are things that would be much easier if I get them prepared now.
I want to be in a position where I can always advocate for myself, but I recognise that as I do age, I may not always have that capacity. So I need to be setting up exactly what I want in place for myself now.
You know, we fought hard to get where we are now, and we don't want to lose it. And I feel very positive we're not going to. And I think that's absolutely terrific. We've come so far.
We're here. And we're very queer, and we're not going away, and we are living longer, and there is a place for us and our voice, and we will be okay, I think.